Welcome to episode number 5, where we're going to be talking about cortisol, perimenopause, and weight gain, and everything you need to know about these 3 issues. Before we get into today's episode, I just wanted to say a big thank you to each one of you for tuning in. You have no idea what it means to me that you are listening, and more than listening, that you're going to take the things that I share with you and that you're actually going to apply it into your life. And the best way that you can thank me for these podcast episodes is to just drop me a quick review on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, wherever it is that you are listening. If you can give me feedback, I would so appreciate it. And I just wanted to say a big shout out to one of these listeners. I can't pronounce the nickname, but I'm going to read it out loud because it really did touch my heart. Wow, this is one of the most amazing podcasts I've heard that isn't mainstream yet. I just wanted to say thank you so much for validating the things that have been happening to me since aging. People make me feel crazy sometimes, but this podcast made me feel normal again. I will continue to listen every time you upload a podcast, and I'm so excited. 40 plus self-improvement club. Thank you for leaving that review. Truly made my heart happy. And I'm so glad that you feel seen. And I hope that this podcast continues to help you and many others. If you're frustrated by sudden weight gain, low energy, bloating, irritability, poor sleep, and brain fog since you hit your 40s, this podcast is for you. Join me as we uncover the root cause of your midlife challenges and provide solutions tailored to your over 40 body. Hi, I'm Laura Frenchian, and I'm dedicated to helping women over 40 thrive by teaching them how to eat, move, and care for their bodies. As a former corporate controller turned holistic nutritionist, I feel called to support women as they transition into peri and postmenopause. I don't want another woman to struggle or feel overwhelmed by the changes she's experiencing since hitting her 40s the way that I did. Say goodbye to trying all the things and hello to mastering your metabolism after 40. Now let's delve into today's topic. So, cortisol, hormonal changes, weight gain, where do these all fit in? You might have pieced together from the things that I've been saying so far is that here's what happens. Hormonal shifts take place in the body very naturally as we get older. So we enter our perimenopausal years sometime around 35. That's the average age. Sometimes it's a little bit later. Sometimes it's a little bit sooner. For me, it was about 35. For others, it's later. Some for others, it's earlier. So let's say 35. You'll start to see shifts between 35 and the end of your cycle. And so if you haven't had your cycle for 12 months, you are postmenopausal. But if you are still having your cycle, it's irregular, you're in perimenopause. And what defines perimenopause? It's basically what's happening during this period of time is that you are ovulating less and you are less fertile. And as a result, really what's happening is your progesterone levels are dropping. Progesterone drops by a dramatic 75% almost overnight. Okay, it is gradual, but it does drop. And what happens as a result is estrogen is erratic. Okay, sometimes it's high, sometimes it's low. Sometimes you feel like you have estrogen dominant symptoms. Sometimes it's extremely low and you have low estrogen. All of these changes come with different symptoms, but the main side effect is that it is very stressful on the body. And when the body is under stress, it secretes more cortisol. So this is a period of time where your body is secreting more cortisol. And you know, it's no coincidence that cortisol, high cortisol, or, you know, fluctuating cortisol symptoms really are very similar to perimenopausal symptoms. And I'm just going to read a few of them. And these are actually both stress, cortisol symptoms, and perimenopause symptoms. So some of them are indigestion, heartburn, changes in your gut health. When you have cortisol issues, high cortisol especially, you will have more leaky gut kind of symptoms, more gut permeability, bloating, IBS types of symptoms. Waking up at 3 a.m. and can't sleep, having difficulty falling asleep, feeling wired but tired. You know that feeling where you're tired, you're just exhausted, but your mind can't stop. You also feel like you can't stop thinking. Muscle aches and body pain. Menstrual changes. Your period is either really late or it's coming every 3 weeks and it's extremely heavy. More cellulite, thinning skin, belly fat accumulating really, really fast. Your skin begins to change. You might have eczema. That was me. I developed eczema. You might have more hives, itchy skin, more thinning skin. Your energy will begin to deteriorate. You become extremely impatient. You could develop anxiety kind of symptoms because progesterone is your zen, your relaxation hormone. You know, if you've ever been pregnant, you know, when that first trimester when progesterone surges, you just want to sleep all the time. You're really, really sleepy. Well, that's the role of progesterone. It's this like relaxation hormone. So, and estrogen is the opposite. And cortisol is the opposite. Cortisol makes you feel anxious because that's the role of cortisol. It surges in order to help you deal with an acute stressor. But what happens during perimenopause is because of all these shifts, cortisol is continuously pumping. And this continuous pumping makes you feel inflamed. Your face will be more puffy. Your body will retain more water. And at some point, if you don't deal with it, you will develop other issues. But at this very initial stage, it's edema, it's puffy face, it's all of the symptoms that I described. And perimenopausal symptoms and high cortisol symptoms overlap. And the combination of the two lead to stubborn weight gain, especially in the midsection. So how do we deal with this? You might be thinking, if I'm going to go through this change, it must be normal for me to experience these symptoms, right? Like, oh, my hormones are changing. But that's actually not true. There's a root reason why you're going through, you're actually experiencing the negative effects of the hormone shifting. Because hormones shift for everybody, but not everybody has this difficult period in their life. If you go to, you know, countries like China or, you know, other countries outside of North America, they're not experiencing the perimenopause and menopause shifts that we here in North America are experiencing. And that is for a number of reasons. Our lifestyle is different. So our lifestyle is naturally high stress. We have less support in our communities. Our food is more processed. We're getting less nutrients. And so what we need to do is we need to get a handle on all of these things, and we need to understand what we need to do for our body and for our lifestyle. So where do you start? Well, here's where I start with my clients. The first thing I do is understand where they are in their hormone cycle. So there are different ways that we can do this. You can run blood panels with your doctor. There are a list of tests that I like you to run. Now, I'm a nutritionist. I cannot diagnose. I don't diagnose, but I can certainly determine with communication with your doctor what's going on with your body. Is it an insulin resistance issue? Are you deficient in key nutrients? Is your sodium, potassium, your electrolyte base off? Are you deficient in magnesium or retinol or copper? We can look at what's going on in your body. We can look at your cholesterol profile, we can really get a real good picture as to what's going on in your body and determine what we need to do from a nutrition and lifestyle perspective. Because here's the thing, nutrients govern hormones. And there's a lot of research, like magnesium deficiency. Magnesium has an affinity for progesterone. So hint, hint, magnesium is an essential nutrient in our body. I'll get into supplementation in later episodes, but we need to understand what is happening in the nutrient status of the body. What are you deficient in? Because I'm very weary of just supplementing for the sake of supplementing, right? Because you have to understand what your body needs and then give it the right nutrients that your body uniquely needs. Because especially with minerals, I'm extremely careful. I have made mistakes personally in the past with supplementing with the wrong things, and I've caused more harm than good. So I always would rather under-supplement, make sure that we know what your body needs, and then give it the right thing. So how do you do this? Through blood work, through a hair tissue test. So especially your electrolytes show up really well on hair tissue tests. And just like, we need to approach it differently. We can't just address the diet. We need to look at the whole picture. What are you doing during your day? How are you dealing with the stressors in your life? What are you doing in the morning, your morning and evening routine? Are you drinking coffee throughout the day? Is this stressing your body out more? So we need to look at the entire picture, and you need to do this for yourself. You need to take inventory of your day, take inventory of what you're doing. Now, you can do some blood tests through your doctor to see what's going on. You can definitely ask to see, you know, is insulin resistance setting in? So they would test your A1C, they would do a fasting glucose as well as a fasting insulin test, and then they can tell what's happening there. They can run some hormonal panels to see, are you in, does it look like you're in peri or postmenopause? So at least you know. You won't be able to replenish these things through nutrients, but at least you'll have an idea of what your body is going through. So then you can make informed decisions. So test blood work, test hair tissue tests, and then begin to replenish through supplements and nutrients, like through your food making. So let's say it comes back and you're really deficient in potassium. We add more potassium rich foods. Let's say, you know, obviously magnesium or copper, then we focus on particular foods and make sure that your body is getting things through your diet. You're actually absorbing it, and you are getting it through some supplementation if your body doesn't respond well. So the weight loss, right? So most of the time we're addressing the weight gain. We're trying to tackle cutting calories and exercising and addressing the weight gain. But we need to think bigger, because like I've seen influencers and older influencers, and you know, for certain diets, really diets and programs, and they'll talk about, oh yeah, I lost weight, okay, but I still can't sleep through the night, and I'm still having hot flashes, and the menopausal and perimenopausal symptoms still exist. I'm not after that. I'm after helping you, yeah, lose the weight, but first calm your nervous system, make sure your cortisol levels are in check, make sure that your perimenopausal symptoms are in check, you actually feel good, and then yes, we're dealing with the weight loss. But if you do it the other way, you might get thin. There is a way to do that, absolutely, but you still won't feel great. And I'm about both. I want you to look good, and I want you to feel good. So then you can do all of the things that you want to do. You can feel calm. You can feel energetic. You can, you know, not be snippy and be present and just enjoy life, right? It's truly, life is more than about being skinny. It's about being present and loving the people around you and showing up for yourself well. So if you have any questions, you know how to get a hold of me. I'll have all my information in the show notes. You can pick my brain. You can, we can chat about what it looks like to work together. If not, I hope that you found all of the information that I provided helpful. I can't give you more information than this because it's so bio-individual. You have to get a picture of what's going on in your body and address the root issues of what's going on in your unique body. And when you do, cortisol declines, your perimenopausal symptoms all stabilize, your hormones still shift, you just feel good as they shift. And yes, of course, the weight starts to come off because as soon as cortisol goes down, the stress goes down, your body's like, oh, I could release this fat now. And it will respond. It will start to respond to the things that you start doing. Thank you so much for listening. And remember to join me each Wednesday and Friday for a fresh episode of the Master Your Metabolism Over 40 podcast. Are you looking for more resources? Go to nutritionherway.com for free recipes, resources, and a free community you can join today to get weekly tips and recipes sent straight to your inbox. Also, if you found this helpful, I would love it if you would leave a podcast review. It is the number one way you can thank me. Signing off in love and health.